The Irma, Feline People. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all very well today. I am Mariswaru. The Irma are a large feline race that is found all over the galaxy, as it is very prolific and numerous, yet the largest settlement of them, and the place they call their home is the second planet that orbits the star Vega, which is the brightest star in the Lyra constellation, some 25 light-years from Earth. In Stellar Federation information, the star Vega has three large planets, and five small rocky planetoids with no life in them. The first two planets are called Avian, the Irma home planet, and Lyra, the second, where it is officially said humankind originates from, and a large Neptune-sized giant gas planet called Ceria. This last one is the only planet that Earth's official science accepts that exists, although it is still considered to be unconfirmed. Piece of data that I find very strange taking into account that the star Vega is very bright and close to Earth, so detecting exoplanets there should be rather easy. The Irma are an old dominant cut race, and are considered alpha predators of the galaxy. So dominant even the Alpha Dracos, or space dragons, who can be as big as 15 meters tall, weigh several tons, and are highly invasive, prefer to leave the Irma alone, even though the image of an Alpha Draco is that of a full-blown, fire-spitting dragon. The Irma are heavily armed and militarized, with a fight mentality that is taught to their cubs from a very young age, and they are defined by being bold and fearless, with huge egos as they know no defeat. An Irma is physically a semi-bipedal large cat, with a long spine that ends in a tail, and short but extremely muscular arms and legs. They have paws with five strong and short fingers and an opposable thumb, making it a feline hand capable of manipulating any object. The only other real physical difference between an Irma and a large cat on Earth is some small changes in their hip bones to allow them to walk upright, as well as stronger abdominal muscles and tissue structures, also associated with their bipedal tendency, contrasting with normal Earth cats who may develop a hernia if they are forced in the bipedal position too long. Even though the Irma are mostly bipedal, they still run and play many of their sports on all fours. Their young walk like regular cats until they are old enough to start walking on 2 feet, and this is a process I am told may take some time to develop, as it is common for adult cats to scold their young to force them to walk on 2 feet. Even if they can walk efficiently on 2 legs, they never leave the capacity to go on all fours for an athletic sprint. Although very similar to Earth's lions, tigers, panthers, leopards, and cheetah, large cats, the Irma are much larger than Earth's versions, depending on the race of one or another particular Irma, but for example, the average weight for a male lion or tiger on Earth is between 250 and 260 kilograms, that is between 551 and 573 pounds, while a full-grown Irma's average weight is between 310 and 320 kilograms, or between 683 and 705 pounds. And the average Irma lion or tiger exceeds 3 meters tall when walking in bipedal mode. The Irma people are a conglomerate of several large cat races, as I said above, and the most common ones are lions, tigers, panthers, leopards, and cheetah. They live and mingle with each other peacefully with no racial issues of any kind, and although mixed race couples are not uncommon, they do have a strong tendency to preserve their genes, forming a couple and reproducing with members of their same sub-race. The Irma are strongly monogamous and tend to be with their first and only partners for life, and the average Irma family consists of a mother and a father, and 8 cubs, which are educated by both partners. as well as in their society's school system, which is very similar in structure to the Taijiquan one, where it is the little cub's interests that dictate the subjects of study and the frequency as well. The Irma have a steppe council, holistic social structure, with a monarchy at the head, but with a high council, very similar to the one in Taijiquan you already know. I have videos about it here on my channel. They are both considered monarchic holistic societies, where the kings and queens are seen as examples to follow for their society, and are expected to solve its problems, so they have great responsibility over their shoulders, and are not only parasitic egocentric ornaments, as they are on Earth. Although there are some significant differences between the Taijiquan holistic society and theirs, as the Irma do have some kind of mild racial hierarchy, where the lions are considered the ruling elite, the tigers are considered the military and the might of the Irma, and all the others are considered not as lesser, nor as simple people of the general population, but as able to perform all tasks. No feline race is considered lesser than the other, yet they do recognize that one or the other may be better suited for one or another task. For example, they won't put leopards to compete in sports against tigers, as they are so much larger and stronger, yet leopards and panthers are usually interested in more intellectual activities, and it is those who are mostly known to develop scientific advances, also being very adept for art and music. We can playfully say that the leopards and the panthers are the Irma's nerds. As for the Irma cheetah, as is to be expected, they are very focused on sports and also on certain types of military specialities, such as being fighter pilots, where they excel as such, because of their incredible flexibility and speed. Politics and active participation in councils run in lion families, as military tradition runs in tigers, and all the rest basically can do, and do, whatever they want, although you can find members of any race of Irma in any social role. Their society is super hyperbolized and exaggerated, where they over-decorate their houses and buildings, which also tend to be gigantic and overscaled, even for the Irma who live in them. Their architecture is unique, but it can be mildly compared to ancient Roman or Greek examples on Earth, as they love round and tall columns holding the roofs of super large halls, in superbly constructed, gigantic buildings covered in precious stones and metals, although their main construction material is marble. Their large cities are ornamented with highly artistic sculptures in all the facades of their buildings, surrounded by large gardens with over-elaborated fountains, and countless large statues of their heroes of the past. Their music is as over-exaggerated as everything else that has to do with them, as it is dominated by trumpets and metal instruments, followed by heart-pounding powerful drums, with a nurtured orchestra behind. All their music is either dramatic and sentimental, or strongly epic, loosely comparable with Earth's Richard Wagner, Cavalcata del Valtteri, as the closest example I can think of, because it has a strong Irma flavor in it. The Irma are a highly emotional race, very temperamental and energetic at the same time. They are very empathic, as they have developed a very strong ethic and spiritual frame where they see themselves as protectors and saviors of all other races who have not been graced with as much physical power as they have been, regardless if those other races are feline or not. They consider themselves the guardians of the galaxy, and as they have openly stated, they are on Earth's orbit to protect humankind. Their trust in their ethical and spiritual frame is such that they follow it to the dot, even when challenged by that of others, who may try to impose theirs on the cats with all sorts of arguments. The Irma are either loved or hated by other Federation races, as they are unmovable and have the tendency to make and follow their own rules to the point that when they joined the Federation for political and cooperation purposes, They did so with a long list of conditions which granted them special liberty to basically do whatever they want, and the Galactic Federation itself was forced to accept the IRMA terms simply because they are so powerful, influential, and omnipresent in the galaxy, that it was not a good idea not to accept them, as the Federation had to have them on their side no matter what. According to my information, they are the only star race who have been able to forcefully twist the rules of the Galactic Federation in their favor, when they joined. Although the IRMA are based on their planet Avian orbiting the star Vega, they are settled in countless other constellations and planets in almost all the galaxy, as they are so prolific they have expanded all over. All those planets with IRMA inhabitants, and their variants are all members of the Super Large IRMA Federation, where they are in constant communication and cooperation with each other, while considering planet Avian as their center of power. For example, they are present in the Pleiades star cluster in all the planets orbiting the star Merope, where they are called Hydeancut people, who are simply more IRMA, exactly as the ones found on their planet orbiting the star Vega, in the Lyra constellation. Those are also simply called Hydean IRMA from Merope, in the Pleiades. Their IRMA Federation is so large that it has become a real challenge for the Galactic Federation itself, as they are forced into needing to negotiate with the IRMA all the time, as they are so proud and stubborn that they simply follow no rules. They also tend to make treaties and alliances with other smaller stellar groups, outside Federation jurisdictions or rules. For example, they have a direct cooperation treaty with the Alcyone High Council, which is the organism that looks after the interests of all the races that inhabit the Pleiades, M45 star system, and where they also have direct cooperation treaties with the Taygetan people and with the Engen as well, all through their Hydean IRMA ambassadors there. In the next chapter about the IRMA, we will have a closer look at their spiritual and educational structure, as well as the sports they enjoy, which do tend to be quite brutal. We will also take a look into their schooling system and how they educate their young with super strong ethical and empathic spiritual principles, but for this, I must interview Ari again, who is quite willing, so no problem there. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking and subscribing, and I hope to see you here again next time. Take care and be wise. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.